These are perceptual distortions that were measured from police officers that had been in shootouts, summarized by Bill Lewinsky at Forest Institute in Mankato, and also Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman in his book, The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill in War and Society. Out of that, the major ones that I want to point out to you are that 61%, now these are police officers, 61% had memory loss for parts of the event. 60% couldn't remember some of their own actions. Now, us untrained civilians who train at a much lower level than what law enforcement is supposedly training at, we're going to experience one or both of those. So you're not going to remember everything that just happened, and you're not going to perhaps remember everything you just did in this violent encounter. So the question is, do you want to talk to the police at this point when you won't be able to remember everything? Our mind plays tricks on us. Our mind tries to fill in gaps. So if, for example, we tell them there were two people over to my left when I approached and one over to my right. Wait, no, that's not right. There were two on my right, one on my left, I think. Maybe there were three over here on my left. That was it. The police begin to think that you're lying because you're changing your story. How many times have you heard on the news, well, a man has been arrested because he told conflicting stories or different versions of a story to police? So the best thing you can do after this major event in your life, you've just shot somebody, is to keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything to the police. Tell them that you'll be happy to talk to them, but once your lawyer's there. So lawyer up. Invoke your right to an attorney. Now, you'll get a business card when we see you, when you come out to shoot with us for the shooting qualification exercise. And on that business card, on the back of my business card, is what you say to the police. Very first line is, I'm sorry, officer, I do not answer questions. And I am invoking my right under the 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendments. 4th Amendment, of course, your right to not be subjected to unreasonable search and seizures. 5th Amendment is your right to remain silent. Don't talk to them. There is no obligation. You have no obligation to talk to the police ever in a non-consensual type of interrogation. And that goes for traffic stops as well. You don't have to talk to them. Okay? You cooperate with them, but you don't have to talk to them. Third thing also is your 6th Amendment rights, your right to counsel, to an attorney. So that's what you're invoking after this major event.